Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Playing the glamorous life of radio, I'm dealing with the AAA guy outside, and he goes, "What radio station are you on?" He just fixed my flat, and I said, "Todd and Tyler." And as I'm saying that, he goes, "Oh, I listen to you guys all the time. Thanks, man." And he goes, I go, Todd and Nick are there smoking, and our parking lot is less than glamorous. And I'm sitting there going, "Yeah, this is Todd, this is Nick, and thanks for putting a donut on my car." The glamorous right life of radio. And who joins us this morning? Mr. Craig Peters was in that parking lot, too.
Surprise!
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 Colleen did not tell you were in town.
No one knew I was in town.
No, I saw on Facebook last night, because Richard was down in Lincoln, and somebody said, "Is Craig Peters there?" And somebody acknowledged, "Yeah, Craig Peters."
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
I got busted in Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
So, and I know the radio audience can't see it, of course, but I brought in this giant cookie that I got at the mall, and it's decorated, as you can see, with the little caricatures of you and the long hair flowing, and it says here at the bottom, "Congratulations on NBA Hall of Fame."
That's very nice.
And you're wearing little jerseys. I apologize, I didn't know your numbers, so I just kind of faked it, and they're tipping a little basketball up there in the net, and I'm so excited.
I'm glad you put the effort in ordering the cookie. It's very nice.
But the flowing hair really does it.
And the NBA is the National Nebraska Broadcast Association.
I'm sorry?
National Broadcasters Association.
Nebraska.
Nebraska Broadcast Association. There wasn't much call for 5'9" guards back in my day.
You can't get me tickets to any game.
No. Not even the Cavaliers.
Well,
your hometown.
This is a waste of time.
By the way,
cookie's good.
Screw him. There's no cookie either. I love that. The audience can't see it, but I got you this nice cookie. No, he didn't get his
back
dick.
In my NBA
he really painted
days,
a picture.
I could have gotten tickets to a Minneapolis Lakers game. Yeah, those days are long gone. It was a very short career.
Yes, they are. And Todd is 80, by the way.
Yeah.
He played for the Minneapolis Lakers in the 50s.
I played behind Will. So I didn't see much time.
Mr. Craig Peters, he's big time now. He's traveling out with Rodney Carrington everywhere in the country. If you follow him on Facebook, you see his hotel window of the day.
Yes.
I want you to turn that camera around. Show me your hotel bed of the day.
Bet you would love that. Actually, if you look in some of the photographs, you can see my reflection.
Oh, you can? Yeah. Oh, I have to go back and check them out.
And I'm naked.
And occasionally, there's a green room photo, too. You were in some volleyball locker room.
Yeah, what school was that?
Oh, Arkansas, Western Arkansas.
Western Arkansas girls volleyball locker room.
Fighting Red Wolves or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was encouraging him to find volleyball shorts and do his set in those.
Did you walk around sniffing the lockers?
No.
I know you. You did.
No. I was overwhelmed when I walked in and fainted, and never really quite came out of it. They put all their pictures, great big giant pictures of them next to their locker.
Okay, yeah.
So you know, I feel like I know them now, and I'm kind of rooting for them this season. You know, so, oh, there's Sherry, she's 6'3".
So they put you in the green room. You're playing in the auditorium, obviously, there.
Yeah,
they say, "Well, we don't have really a room for you. We'll stick you in the women's locker room to get ready.
When we do the half hockey arenas, we do that, too. We're in the so there's all this hockey equipment all over the place. And
now, you described when you tour with Carrington, two, three, four, 5,000 people, depending on the crowd, they love you for 15 minutes?
They love me for 15 minutes. And then they forget me.
Which is
and that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do.
That is your job.
Face the stage, and then once they face the stage, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do the volleyball locker rooms smell a little better than the hockey locker rooms?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
I would guess.
They smell like sherry, obviously.
Yeah, well, it felt more emotional in there, too. You know? It really did. It felt more emotion.
You felt it?
Yeah.
You felt the girls were working
hard?
There's
a lot of emotion. Yeah. In that
more empathy?
I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Feel the empathy.
Yeah, I don't know what it just, it was a, it was a, I, well, we're all on the same cycle now.
Now
bound to happen.
Because that happens, you know.
Yeah, and, that does happen.
I'm right with them now. I am right with them.
So the red wolves are creeping out. You're in that locker room, that's for sure. So now that you're just touring, you know, with theaters with the Carrington, when are we going to see a club again?
I'll never do a club again. Are you kidding me? I will not go back.
Yeah, you will.
The theater lifestyle, limos, jets.
Hotel room of the day.
Hotel rooms.
We talked to Gilbert Gottfried.
You're big time in
Colleen, and he's in like Billings and Butte, Montana. He's playing clubs. What do we got to do to get him here? Is he too expensive?
I don't know. Do you think he would sell? I mean, I don't really have requests.
Yeah, it's up to Colleen, yeah.
For Gilbert.
I know I'd like to go, and I don't pay. Therein lies the problem.
And we drink for free, cost her money.
Which is why she doesn't care what you want.
By the way, side note.
Yes.
I will only work one comedy club.
Yes.
And that's here in Omaha.
Omaha. Right. Okay. There you go.
I just want to make that.
I was going to say.
On your way out.
Yeah. Say that. It's a little insurance.
Yeah. For your way back down.
Yeah. All right. On my way back.
I'll never do clubs again.
Never do clubs again.
Just like you'll never be on TV.
Oh, I walked into Duffy's last night. Come on.
It's a bar in Lincoln, right?
It's a bar in Lincoln.
It's a dive.
Yeah.
Fun dive.
It was fun. I had a good time there.
Was it an open micer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you did some time?
Yeah.
How much you do?
It's like 5-7 minutes.
Five minutes of new stuff?
To them, an eternity. No, I tell them it's new stuff, but they don't know.
They don't know. Of course
they
don't.
They have no idea.
No idea. No. What's the character audience like with you? I mean, you and him are different comedians. So that's what's good about it, obviously.
His audience is pretty
all over the board
all
now.
All over the board.
Yeah. Are you heady for the crowd sometimes?
I got to dumb it down, I'll be honest.
I know the feeling.
I'll be honest. I got to dumb it down.
And the farther south we go, you'll hear a little bit of an accent.
Oh, it comes out?
Yeah.
You start just twanging a little bit?
Well, British accent.
Well, that's dumb, but I like it.
It's my first time here in Alabama.
That confuses everybody.
Welcome to...
Well, they're not going to hate you.
That sounds more Australian.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the wrong Birmingham.
That could kick off the tour real quick, wouldn't it?
They did Australia. I didn't do it with him.
Okay. All right.
So, and we're talking about the UK and
going
up to Canada in March. It'll be fun.
Excellent.
Things are great.
I know. They sound something. I'm real happy for
them. But, you know, that's another. Who cares about that? You guys, the Hall of Fame. Yes, come on.
I know. Pretty cool.
Where is it?
I don't believe it's an actual hall.
Oh, there's no actual
Springfield, Massachusetts.
So there's no.
It's in your heart, Craig.
There's no Kent Pavelka Pavilion.
I don't know. No. Kent just thanked us yesterday. Kent was a football announcer, basketball announcer, good dude.
I assume that's where the ceremony would be, the Kent Pavelka Pavilion.
I don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
I think it's in Lincoln this year in August. We're going to be there.
I can't wait to go.
And we are Hall of Famers.
You think you'll be invited?
I assume we're all going.
Yeah, you're invited. If you're in town, you're welcome.
Yeah, sure. All right. I have a tux already.
Cool. You don't have to wear a tux.
I am going to.
All right. Yeah. You got to do five. Five tight, though.
Lucy,
and new stuff.
Loosey-goosey four.
New stuff. What's going on, Craig?
Some of the players
Craig Peters
that
is
had,
with us, by the way. You can't see him in any clubs. If you happen to go see Carrington, he's the guy opening up.
Some of the players that had Kirk Douglas, we're getting close to wrapping this up.
Yeah.
Vic is drunker than TNT.
Mm-hmm.
Waka 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 gets a hit, as does, we mentioned that, Washington Pale-Faced Devils. Watching Craig watch porn gets a hit, as does, well, it's a point.
That's funny.
Whiskey Dink, White Space Tear,
you can't say it.
White space tears on our favorite planet.
Oh, Uranus.
Erectum.
Okay.
Whoopi's leaked pie.
Ugh,
Hora the Explorer.
Why don't you get a second opinion?
Gets a hit.
By the way, Craig, I did get a text from Dr. Mina saying something about you saying she went to Trump University. And I saved you by saying, no, that was a Deadpool name.
Right.
Because she said she does know where you live.
Yes, she actually does.
And she's the only one.
She's the only one that knows where Craig lives.
And Wichita Nick, two holes, no waiting.
Yeah, two holes.
Yeah.
Three holes, no waiting.
That's one of Nick's buddies.
Yeah. Yes.
It is Sheryl Crow's birthday today. It is Sarah Palin's birthday today. Who's older?
Well, one of them's cool.
Oh, yeah. Who's cooler?
That's Sarah Palin's one. Older. Oh, no. I thought Sarah... No.
Yeah. I'm going to say Sheryl Crow's older.
Crow is... Crow's in her 50s. Both in her 50s.
Yeah. I bet it's only 6 to 9 months between them.
I agree.
Sheryl Crow is 56. Sarah Palin is 55. Just a guess.
Yeah, I'll say Crow's a little older,
Yeah, I'm going to say Sheryl Crow. Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Sheryl Crow is 58.
Ah.
Sarah Palin is 56.
Yes.
Nice.
Still won. Good game.
Jennifer Aniston checking in at 51 today.
All right. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
We were discussing how people look in the past compared to age groups. And I was saying there was a meme going out around about Wilford Brimley in Cocoon, the very first Cocoon, is the same age that Tom Cruise is now.
Amazing.
And they were talking about Brad Pitt winning the Oscar the other night at 56, you know. Now, I understand he's Brad Pitt, but even guys that aren't that good looking still can look like that at that age. And Art Carney at that age, they showed. So, and then we were talking about how they showed Betty White.
No, it was Rue McClanahan.
Rue McClanahan in the Golden Girls. She was 50.
At 50.
And then they showed J-Lo.
At the Super Bowl hanging off a stripper
pole. People are just trying to look younger nowadays and pulling it off. Well, people don't look.
Taking care of themselves.
Right, that's the other point. Yeah. It's not Mad Men days. Where everybody looks, you know.
There's a little more emphasis on fitness.
That's it.
Yeah. Right. There seems to be.
Right.
And all of those people live in Hollywood.
True.
Right.
It's kind of phony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the same age as Brad Pitt.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I look 87.
Well, you just need a personal trainer, although it's hard to work out on the road, I imagine.
You're striking 87.
It's amazingly easy to work out on the road. Every hotel has a workout room, and nobody uses it.
They don't. A lot of them don't.
Especially the ones in the casino.
Right.
Good luck finding them.
If ashtrays on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself a lot of idle time on the road?
There's a lot of traveling, but there are little gaps where between morning and to show time,
not
always.
So one show, I realize it's a joke with comedians. You work 20 minutes a day. Of course you work longer.
I do.
I know, but you're also working on your craft.
Mm-hmm.
But you work 20 minutes a night.
My Kraft macaroni. That's what I'm working on.
So what do you do all day to keep yourself out of trouble? Because I've known you. I've known you for a long time.
I usually go down to the shelter and volunteer, or
sure.
Or I find a Home Depot, and I will actually go out and work.
You can get me for
$10 an hour. Yeah. At Home Depot.
There's four Mexicans and Peters in your truck.
Just
That's why you keep the stash, huh?
It is. I kind of have to.
You kind of look like, you look Hispanic with a stash.
Yeah, and that's what I do. And wherever I'm at, I'll check out the local town and, explore and find things to do.
All right.
That's what I tell people, but you know what? I sit in my room and cry. Just cry. Yeah.
Before or after you masturbate?
During.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is really hard to do. I don't know if you've ever tried that before. It is
cry and masturbate.
Cry and masturbate at the same time. Yeah,
I don't think I can do it.
It takes a lot of concentration.
Did you finally get doctor's clearance to do that? Because I know you were waiting for like a year before you.
Oh, that's
right. I did. I've gotten.
Unnecessarily.
How is your health, by the way?
I'm doing great.
Has your cardiologist said you're back to normal? Your heart's back
to
normal?
He was never normal.
I know that.
No, I'll never be 100%, but I'm as good as I'm going to be for what I went through, and which is really good.
You could have died.
Yeah.
And how long has it been since the heart attack?
It's been almost 4 years now. It was in March 4 years ago.
In fact,
4 years ago today, I was on the show with you guys and Cleet.
Cleet Blakeman, referee Cleet Blakeman. Was he on the show with us that day?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And that was 4 years ago.
And
today.
You left, and a month later you had a heart attack.
And we all
thought you were dead. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought you were dead.
Yeah.
That would have sucked, by the way.
I could be, for all I know.
That would have sucked. We probably put your picture up next to Medicine Hat, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's a testimonial.
We would. Yeah. We would.
So the day I walk in here, my picture's up there.
You're dead.
I'm dead.
Right. Yeah.
That was shortly after I blew up my knee. So, I got no sympathy because Mr. Heart Attack here. And then
we almost died.
Mr. Cancer a few months later.
Right.
So still nobody felt sorry for me.
I think about your knee every day, though.
I bet you do. As I think about your heart every day.
Usually why I'm crying and masturbating.
Tears are a natural lubricant.
So the doctor said everything's cool.
Yeah.
So your lifespan will still be as long as it would have been?
I will live 180 years.
Perfectly. Good.
Yeah. That's
a lot of crying, man. Yeah. You better hope Carrington lasts that long.
Really? Jump on another set of coattails.
SeaWorld is ending its longstanding practice of trainers riding on dolphins in shows. They've stopped surfing on dolphins and plan to phase out standing on their snout within the next few months. SeaWorld says, the animals are fine. Animal rights activists say, no, they're not.
Yeah. How long before they phase out SeaWorld? I'm thinking that's coming pretty soon. Sooner than later.
Well, are they all shows there? I've never been.
I've never been either.
Or they just can you just go look at fish?
Yeah. Now, Craig will know this, because when I lived in Cleveland, they had a SeaWorld in suburban Cleveland.
Amazingly, one of the last ones left. And on the dolphin question, just so you know, I will continue to stand on dolphins during my show. I will not succumb to that pressure. It's ridiculous.
It's
ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Unless that's code.
Maybe.
But I'm going to stand on the dolphin.
Right. Last night.
How does it take a few months to phase that out? You think they can just go, hey, let's stop doing that.
I guess maybe people have tickets in advance.
I got to get a few more months in.
The advance tickets promise surfing.
If you want to see it, you're going to have to get here now.
That is true. How about today we decided to not get on the dolphins?
Maybe they should take care of that in a meeting.
And the dolphins are begging for it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
So you got to ease them out of it.
Yeah. You don't want to just go cut them off.
Cold turkey.
I love when people get mad. When people get mad, like, why can't we abuse these things? I'm not a big animal rights guy, but I think I see we probably shouldn't ride them as surfboards. I mean, that is kind of harsh, don't you think? Just thinking about it.
I have no concept of
this. Well, either way, but I mean, I just don't think, I don't think you should be mad that we can't.
Are we putting?
Are you so mad you'll never see a person riding a dolphin again and you're just going to bitch?
Yeah. I have no
concept. And the social media is going to be bitching somewhere.
I don't know if we are putting human emotions and feelings onto dolphins. I just don't know.
Well, maybe just let's err on the side of let's not ride dolphins.
Maybe they like it.
Yeah, but that's a job killer. What if you come from a long line of dolphin riders?
No, you're a dolphin trainer. You just don't ride them anymore.
And what's the dolphin going to do?
Right.
Swim around, be happy?
Yeah.
I mean, for a living.
Not in its cage.
I mean, for a living.
Well, they probably still jump up for food, right?
Yeah, they probably still jump out and do flips and stuff.
Man.
It's just not earning its food anymore.
Right.
Don't stand on
I'm not
dolphin.
Really pissed or getting rid of it. I know that Peters will not succumb to that pressure.
I'm going to stand on two of them now.
Right,
That takes some skill.
It does. Yeah,
that's impressive. Does, yeah. If you can stand on two.
Because they have to work together.
They do. Mm-hmm.
To work in tandem.
You can get your degree in marijuana now at Colorado State University. They've approved a Bachelor's of Science degree program in cannabis biology and chemistry. It's one of the first in the country.
The best part about this story is, you know, we've all known people that went in the majors and found out there was, like Todd said, meteorology. And I remember my roommate in college wanted to be a meteorologist, too, because he was into weather like Todd. And he got to start adding classes as a freshman, and he realized, oh, this is a lot of math.
Lots of math.
So a lot of guys are really, really into weed. But they're going to go, it's a major skill.
This is biology and chemistry.
Thank you. You got to know what you're doing. You just can't be into it.
Right.
A little botany involved, too. Tetrahydrocarbonyl.
There you go.
Well, it's called the Cannabis Biology and Chemistry course. Study the science needed to succeed in the cannabis industry. It's being described as similar to a double major in biology and chemistry.
That's tough. Yeah.
How many people
are dropping out?
Really like their weed are also ready to double major in biology
like anything.
And chemistry.
I'm sure a lot of people are going to apply and realize, oh, this is tough. This isn't just hanging around sniffing stuff.
And where does that get you? Do you become a bud tender after that?
I guess.
A grower?
Well, you get to be in the industry and know stuff.
Can you minor in just the weed part?
And they're talking about CBDs as well and how to work with it and this and that. They emphasize natural products, including the study of genetics for cannabis and other plants, supplemented with additional courses in neurobiology, biochemistry, and genetics and analytical chemistry.
Once again, this is crazy. One state over, they're offering college degrees.
Right.
And this state, our governor wants to put you in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, this is also available at Lake Superior State University. I think that's in Michigan.
You still allowed to smoke weed, Craig?
I'm sorry?
You still allowed to smoke weed with a heart attack?
Am I allowed?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Should I ask?
Yeah.
Do you?
Should I ask?
Do I? Come on.
You don't have that mustache and not smoke weed. Come on.
I just don't inhale as much.
Yeah. That's right. That's fine.
You're going to have you been to Canada since it's legal across the country?
No, I have not. This is my first time since.
Because I understand the dispensaries aren't that readily available. So you'll have to give us an update.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect. Yeah, I don't know.
The locals will be happy to show you around.
He's got to ask
permission. Oh, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
You know, on your way down to the shelter, check out some places.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm sure someone down there knows.
Hey, bring a little something for the guys at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Crew.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm guessing the dropout rate in that major is like anything else. Math?
Yeah. Well, it may not be because it's a limited program.
Yeah,
only 60
got
people can get in.
And you're right. It might take people to actually know what they're doing.
Right.
And not just, dude.
You can't take a class in guitar solos longer than 6 minutes.
Greg Peters is with us. Yes, I said that. He's slumming with us. Colleen's hanging out.
Here. Yes. 3 holes. No waiting.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.